I would like him to say that he cannot run for the good of the country because of his age. He realizes it now, and he is going to do what he thinks is best for the country and pull his name out of nomination. But for the next 9 months, he's going to promise to do everything he possibly can, working with every Republican in the House and the Senate to correct the mistake I made at the border.
Wow.
It would help his party in the election for Senate, House, and President if he did that.
Now, you realize what a reverse of fortunes that would be, because everything that President Biden has said, even appealing to Donald Trump, has been, it's all your guys' fault. It's the MAGA Republicans in Congress that are slowing this thing up, and that's why we can't do this. I need more legislation. Give me more laws.
Well, he has never been a statesman in his life, and this is a chance for him to redeem his place in history and be magnanimous with the Republicans, and he, at the same time, is controlling the majority of the Democrats, and he would tell them, you are now working across the aisle. I'm asking you to work across the aisle with all of our Republican friends, and we will do this in a bipartisan way and with an open mind to get the country back on track, to cut the spending, to stop the illegal border, to stop Iran from terrorist attacks. And I think he does himself a great service, and he does, obviously, the country a great service.
J.D., it is worth getting up to hear you talk like that. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate the call. That's J.D. Joining us. You want to weigh in? You may agree with what he says. I don't see that coming Thursday night. I'm sorry. I just don't see it. Because everything he has talked about so far, everything, is geared towards, it's the MAGA Republicans. They're mean, they're vicious, they're awful, and they're the reasons why people keep flooding across our southern border. That's all we've heard from them. This would be a huge changing of direction for this president. And the word magnanimous, I don't think he knows what that means. I'd watch it. Using big words like that around Joe Biden. Stay where you are. You want to weigh in. You may agree with J.D. or you may disagree. And by the way, that's okay. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's our phone number. 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670. KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Jack Eichel returned to the ice for the first time in nearly 2 months, but it didn't change a thing for the Vegas Golden Knights, who lost to the Columbus Blue Jackets last night. VGK sunk to a new low on the season, falling to the worst team in the Eastern Conference 6-3. And it doesn't get easy for the Knights this week as the Western Conference leading Vancouver Canucks come to the Fortress on Thursday. Big night for UNLV basketball tonight. The Runnin' Rebels host number 21 San Diego State. Along with UNLV and UNR, the Aztecs are in a three-way tie for third place in the Mountain West Conference, all with 11-5 records. Just two games left before March Madness begins. The Lady Rebels are 26-2 overall, wrapping up a wildly successful season tonight at Utah State.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. you're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress, trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Major delays being reported on our Valley freeways right now, or the major incidents, really. You are starting to see that back up, though, through the resort corridor. 15 southbound near Flamingo. Reports of an accident. Can't quite see that on our KMZQ traffic cameras, but we are seeing a little bit of added braking there as you cruise south on 15 near Flamingo. Also in the northwest on the streets, watching the intersection of Craig and Torrey Pines. New injury accident there. Yesterday's weather was good. Today should be a little bit better. Clear, sunny skies again. Few degrees warmer. We'll get to the upper 60s this afternoon, but we're holding at 50 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what's going on with the Golden Knights? They played yesterday afternoon, and I'm watching this thing, and I'm going, this is looking really bad. 6-3 was the final. Mark Thomas at the sports desk has been watching this thing over the last couple of weeks. What is going on with the Golden Knights?
Kevin, I'm not having fun watching this, I'll tell you that. Yeah, it's 6-3 to the team that has the fewest points in the Eastern Conference. I'd call last night a new low on the season. Now, yeah, they're banged up. But you know what? They got their superstar, they promised superstar Jack Eichel back after, I guess he hadn't played since January the 11th. Now, they were making excuses, you know, knocking off some of the rust, and I'll buy some of that up to a point. But they just looked like they don't want it. They're just not trying hard enough.
Well, and you know what? After the game, I was watching the script. I was watching the interview. And the coaching staff is just like, we don't know what to do. That is a dangerous,
yes,
dangerous thing when there are no solutions, that every player has got to bring it to the rink. A lot of rhetoric, but I just don't see any solution to how you fix it.
And as you say, that is what's scary. Look, if you could blame it on injuries, you could call it an excuse. You could also fix that by getting healthier. But if it's a point of, well, we really don't know what's going on. That doesn't bode well for the reigning Stanley Cup champions, who have allowed 5 goals in 3 straight games. So defense certainly a problem. All of these games, of course, losses. I've given up 36 goals in the last 7 games.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how that's how you go 2-7-1 in your last 10.
And who's coming in on Thursday?
Well, only the best team in the West, Vancouver Canucks. Yeah, they'll be at T-Mobile Arena on Thursday night.
Wow. We'll be following it all. Mark, thanks, man. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. You have a good morning. Mark Thomas at the Sports Desk. He'll be following all of that and a whole bunch more. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, Megan Barth is going to join us at the top of the hour. From ReaganBabe.com and TheNevadaGlobe.com. They've been writing about some really neat stuff. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has 2 convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I never meant to be so bad to you. Everybody's talking about the 9-0 blowout. From the U.S. Supreme Court, as they said that Donald J. Trump can remain on the ballot in Colorado, in Illinois, in Maine, and anybody else that's even thinking about trying to take him off the ballot, you can't do it. It's unconstitutional. One of the things I thought was interesting is, around 9-ish yesterday, just as we were getting off the air, Donald J. Trump made a statement, and in the statement, this is what I thought was really fascinating. Donald J. Trump spoke directly to President Biden. Listen to this.
President Biden, number one, stop weaponization. Fight your fight yourself. Don't use prosecutors and judges to go after your opponent, to try and damage your opponent so you can win an election. Our country is much bigger than that. The other thing I say to President Biden, close the borders now. This is not sustainable for our country. It's not sustainable for our cities. Our country is under siege. This is a violent thing that you've done. And many people are dying. Many, many people are dying. They die on the trip up. They die going through the border. And they die in our country. But many of the people coming up are from prisons and jails, from mental institutions and insane asylums. Many are terrorists. You see it. Many, many are terrorists. And I believe the real number that we have right now is probably closer to 15 million people. And by the time the term ends, I believe the president's term ends, I believe you'll be at close to 20 million people. That's almost larger than any state in the union. Our country, it is not sustainable. Many of these people are tough. Many of these people are bad. They come from some of the roughest countries in the world and some of the roughest prisons. We have prisons in the Congo, in Africa. Coming. We have people coming from all parts of the Middle East. They're coming from Yemen, and yet you are bombing Yemen. You have to stop. You have to close the border. You have absolute authorization. You don't need Congress. I had the safest border in the history of our country, and I didn't use Congress for it. And then I built hundreds of miles of wall, and the reason I built it and how I built it was I considered it an invasion of our country, and I took the money from the military and the Army Corps of Engineers did it with me, and we did a great job. And we had the safest border we've ever had, and now we have the most unsafe border anywhere in the world at any time. There's never been a border like this at any country, anywhere in the world. They would have fought with sticks and stones to stop the horrible situation that's occurring. Our people can't stand it, and the people coming in really can't stand it because they're dying. Many are dying on the trip up, and they're dying in the country. And also, many of the people are criminals, and they're doing tremendous harm. I call it migrant crime. It's migrant crime. It's a new category of crime. They're hurting our country horribly, and we've become a laughingstock all over the world. So I say respectfully to President Biden, you have the authorization right now. I did it. I didn't go to Congress and say, do I have the right to close? I fought Congress on it. Close the borders. You can do it right now. You have everything. Use my policies. My policies were great. Everybody said it. Use my policies.
Giants are talking to each other, but not in the same room, dueling sound bites. And in fact, I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Mark Thiessen. Mark Thiessen, this is cut 5. Political reaction to the SCOTUS decision. This was Mark Thiessen yesterday.
Well, I'll put it a little more pointedly than my colleagues here who are brilliant legal analysts. I'll take the political perspective on it. This is a huge repudiation of the left's effort to delegitimize the Supreme Court and accuse them of being politicized. This is a 9-0 smackdown of the left's efforts to politicize the law. That's what happened here. And, you know, you got to remember, the Democrats have been running a campaign for years since these conservative justices were appointed to delegitimize the court. Chuck Schumer stood on the steps of that Supreme Court in 2020, and he said to Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You will not know what hit you when you go forward with these awful decisions. Mm-hmm. They have been trying to delegitimize this court, and this is a repudiation of the left's efforts to politicize our law. Abusing the Constitution in order to kick a candidate off of the ballot is an abuse of our system. And you've got a situation now where many people on the left and many Democrats seem to think that their argument seems to be Donald Trump is such a threat to our democracy that we need to burn down our democracy in order to save it, that we need to tear down the institutions. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what's standing in the way. If an institution is in the way, we're going to tear it down and we're going to stop him from getting on the ballot. And in a way, they're more of a threat to our democracy than he is. Because if you look at January 6th, all our institutions held. Everybody did their jobs. There was no chance Donald Trump was going to hold onto the presidency. But if you tear down the institutions, then someone could one day threaten our democracy, because the institutions are the guardrails that preserve our democracy, and we need to preserve them. And the Supreme Court just preserved one of the important guardrails of our democracy.
Mark Thiessen, talking head on Fox yesterday about the SCOTUS decision. SCOTUS, by the way, is Supreme Court of the United States. SCOTUS, better known as the Supremes, better known as the Supreme Court. It was an amazing decision. Unanimous. They don't. The one thing that we have learned, and I'm not a Supreme Court scholar, but the one thing I have learned over the years is that they don't do a lot of stuff unanimously. It's just not the way they function. Coming up in our next segment, Donald J. Trump, with reaction to the Supreme Court decision. This was amazing stuff yesterday. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Tuesday, big political week, Super Tuesday, which really isn't very super this year, and Dubious Thursday. That's the day President Biden delivers a State of the Union address. Risky for old Joe, that's why I say it's dubious. If he gets lost on the teleprompter, his reelection campaign could end right there. If he garbles, he'll lose votes. If he falters at all, the Democratic Party will be badly damaged. Remember, there are a slew of congressional races in November in addition to the presidential. Now, the Vegas betting wise guys have Donald Trump a heavy favorite to beat Joe Biden. 2 touchdowns. It's illegal to bet on a presidential contest in the USA, but it's also illegal to shoplift, if you get my meaning. Ladbroke of London will take your action. Of course, many things will happen over the next 8 months, but what will definitely not occur is a resurgence by the president. He is locked and loaded into his ninth decade on the planet. Not going quietly into the night, but the curtain is definitely falling on President Biden. I continue to maintain, and I could be embarrassingly wrong, that Mr. Biden will not be on the ballot in November. Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday was a big day, a filing day, where folks can go and put their money down and officially file for public office. A number of notables filed on day one. How about this one, though? This is one I did not expect. Marty McDonnell is entering the competitive race in CD3. If you don't know who he is a music composer. And he is running for Congress in CD3. I have never understood how they do this. They don't decide to run for assembly or the state senate or school board or whatever it might be. They go after one of the top jobs, and I don't know. The deck is stacked against people like Marty McDonnell. I don't know how this is going to play out, but I will say this: it's unusual when you see somebody come from out of nowhere in a crowded field, and all of a sudden they end up winning. The deck is stacked against them, and it's why we need to keep vetting candidates for lower office, not higher office, but lower office. Still important jobs. The assembly, the state senate, that's where a lot of these candidates need to be instead of running for the U.S. Senate or running for Congress. I mean, those are tough jobs to get. They really honestly are. Stay with us. Lots more to do. Megan Barth will weigh in. What does she think about all this? Well, we'll tell you in just a few minutes as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
With the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back back our country and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.